Lufthansa announces executive board changes. Four current members of Lufthansa's executive board will be departing during the restructuring process. After effectively navigating the challenges posed by the global coronavirus crisis, Lufthansa Group is now entering a new phase of corporate development. This involves reorganizing and realigning its executive board as a part of its ongoing business turnaround. As a result, four current members of the board will be departing during this restructuring process. Harry Hohmeister and Detlef Kayser's terms of office will conclude as planned this year. At the same time, Christina Forster and Remco Steenbergen will mutually agree to step down from the executive board. Our executive board has done outstanding work in guiding the Lufthansa Group through the extremely challenging phase of the pandemic, says Karl Ludwig Klee, chairman of the supervisory board of Deutsche Lufthansa AG. It has successfully mastered the demanding subsequent ramp-up of our operations, and the Lufthansa Group stands once again today on a sound business foundation. For this, our executive board and each of its members deserve our highest recognition and our thanks. And the supervisory board would like to express its particular gratitude to those executive board members who will now be leaving us, for all their work, their commitment, and their strong loyalty to the Lufthansa Group. According to Karl Ludwig Klee, chairman of the supervisory board of Deutsche Lufthansa AG, the executive board of Deutsche Lufthansa AG has demonstrated exceptional leadership in navigating the challenging phase of the pandemic. Under their guidance, the Lufthansa Group has successfully overcome the subsequent operational ramp-up, placing the company on a solid business footing. The supervisory board extends its utmost appreciation and gratitude to each member of the executive board for their dedicated work, unwavering commitment, and loyalty to the Lufthansa Group. The supervisory board also expresses special thanks to the departing executive board members for their contributions to the company. The Lufthansa Supervisory Board passed the following resolutions at its meeting on February 22, 2024. Grazia Vittadini is appointed to the executive board with effect from July 1, 2024. She will serve as Chief Technology Officer, with responsibility for Technic and IT and with additional responsibility for sustainability. Her mandate is for a 3-year term. Dieter Vranckx, presently CEO of Swiss International Airlines, is also appointed to the executive board with effect from July 1, 2024, responsible for global markets and commercial steering hubs. His mandate is also for a 3-year period. Customer experience and group brand management, which are presently part of the brand and sustainability division, will be shifted to global markets and commercial steering hubs. The group finances division will be headed by a new chief financial officer. Until the appointment, Michael Niggemann will serve as interim CFO in addition to his existing duties as board member for the division personnel, logistics and non-hub business, formerly known as human resources and infrastructure. Upon his relocation to Frankfurt, Dieter Vranckx will take on the position of deputy chairman of the board of directors at Swiss International Airlines, succeeding Remco Steenbergen, who will resign from the executive board and relinquish his responsibilities. The challenges now facing our industry and our group may be different from those of past years, but they are no less substantial, says Lufthansa Supervisory Board Chairman Karl Ludwig Klee. The current obstacles confronting both the industry and the group may vary compared to those encountered in previous years. However, their magnitude remains just as significant, stated Karl Ludwig Klee, chairman of the supervisory board at Lufthansa. We aim to meet and master them with renewed energy and with a new executive board team that blends even more international experience and an even broader range of outlooks and perspectives. Now more than ever, our interactions with our customers, our investors and our partners, and also our collaborations within the Lufthansa Group, demand the strongest teamwork approach. And this, too, we both expect and anticipate from our new executive board, Karl Ludwig Klee added.